talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. We're broadcasting out of the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, and in Madison, 92.7 FM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. But remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Going to Wyoming, tech billionaire Peter Thiel and Donald Trump Jr. have ganged up to hold a fundraiser. Actually, Thiel is holding several fundraisers for a woman named Harriet Hageman, who's running against Liz Cheney. Why is that important? It's important because Donald Trump has stuck his nose in the Republican primary out there. Liz Cheney, you know, until all this Trump business broke, I simply looked on Liz Cheney as Dick Cheney's daughter. Didn't think much of Dick Cheney. And she's a conservative, hadn't been heard much of. Was number three in the leadership in the Republican Party in the House. But she has been magnificent. She has stood up for the Constitution. She has voted to impeach Donald Trump. And she's one of two Republicans on the January 6th commission, the other one being Adam Kinzinger. And, of course, the executive director is a former Republican congressman from Virginia. It's a bipartisan commission. She's running for re-election. In the House, you have to run for re-election every 2 years. And Donald Trump and his fellow travelers and running dogs have decided to gang up and try to beat her with a woman named Harriet Hageman. Now, Harriet Hageman is a right-wing opportunist. That's all she is. In the past, she supported Liz Cheney. And in the past, she's attacked Donald Trump. But Donald Trump and that wing of the Republican Party, which has become a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party, attacking our democracy at all levels, they're trying to squeeze Liz Cheney out by supporting Harriet Hageman. Now, money talks in politics. Liz Cheney has raised about $3.6 million. There's a lot of money in a House race, and it's a very large amount of money in a Wyoming House race. Let me tell you something. In smaller towns, which is what Wyoming is, you could go on 24/7 TV statewide for that kind of money. And Harriet Hageman, up till now, has raised a total of $245,000. Liz Cheney skunks her by more than 10 to 1, well over 10 to 1. I remember a long, long time ago, to give you an idea, in Wisconsin, in Watertown, to split between Jefferson and Dodge County, we were buying radio time in a campaign, and you could get 30 seconds of time, not the production, but time, on a Sunday afternoon on a radio station in Watertown for $5. That gives you an idea. Well, Cheyenne, Wyoming TV is going to be more than that, but if you're 3.6 million, Liz Cheney's in pretty good shape. And I think that Republicans nationally look up to her. I think that people who contribute and people who understand the history of the Republican Party do not want it to further descend into a fascist cult. Harriet Hageman, I don't think, has any kind of political philosophy at all. She simply wants to get into Congress, and she has Donald Trump behind her. You have Don Trump Jr. as one of the co-hosts in the fundraiser. Peter Thiel is another, and Peter Thiel is holding a separate one. So, is this going to work? I don't know, but people around the country are caving into Donald Trump and the Republican Party. The more the lowlifes, the ones with the less character, the ones with the less profile. I'll give you an example. Up in Alaska, the governor is a guy named Mike Dunleavy. He's a nondescript governor. Republican in Alaska. I've never understood, frankly, why in some of these states people vote Republican, even though they're net recipients of federal aid Whereas in states that are net donors of federal aid to other states like New York and California and Illinois and so on, people vote Democratic. Part of it is, I think, it's Nietzsche's insight that when you give somebody something, you place a great burden on them. It insults their vanity. And so states that receive more federal aid than they pay in federal taxes, their pride and vanity is wounded, and many of them will vote Republican to say, well, no, I don't like federal spending. I take a lot of federal spending, Mississippi, Alabama, but I don't like it. Well, this guy Dunleavy in Alaska is nondescript. His name would simply pass into the ozone of history, except that Trump called him up. And like Harriet Hageman, Trump said, I will endorse you for governor, but only on the condition that you refuse to support Lisa Murkowski, the Republican senator up in Alaska, where normally the incumbent Republican governor would endorse the incumbent Republican senator and vice versa. But you can't do that. You understand? Boy, you're in a heap of trouble if you do something like that. I will withdraw my endorsement and say you're no good. Now, if you are Dunleavy, the governor of Alaska, and some troll from Florida calls you up and says something like that, a polite way to respond would be jump in the lake and hang up the phone and go out and endorse Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski is a conservative Republican senator, but she voted to convict Donald Trump on the second impeachment, the one on the January 6th insurrection. She did not in the first one on Ukraine. Mitt Romney was the only one who stood tall on that one and voted to convict. But Lisa Murkowski also, in a kind of a polite way, I think too polite a way, has stood up to Trump, has stood up to the big lie. Trump's trying to knock her out. And then there is an opponent to her in the primary whom Trump has endorsed, named Kelly Chewbacca. Not Kelly Chewbacca, Kelly Chewbacca. And Kelly Chewbacca has no credential whatsoever to be in the Senate other than Trump. She's an acolyte of Trump, a disciple of Trump. So here's what's happening around the country. And it's happening in Wisconsin, by the way. If you think somehow, just because we're the state of Fighting Bob La Follette, just because Fighting Bob La Follette started out as a Republican, a progressive Republican, they call them, it has nothing to do with the present progressive movement in the Democratic Party. Nothing at all. Progressive Republican, as opposed to a stalwart Republican 100 years ago. But then in 1949, the Great Convention in Green Bay, where the progressive Republicans and the Democratic Party came together, and you'd be surprised who represented each of them. The one representing the Democratic Party in 1949 in Green Bay was William Proxmire and Pat Lucey, two friends of mine, both sadly deceased, wonderful people, my mentors in politics. And the leader of the Republican side, you will not believe, was Gaylord Nelson. Yeah, he was a Republican, progressive Republican, and they merged into the modern Democratic Party, which moved Wisconsin along from really a 19th century state into the modern era with Pat Lucey as governor, Gaylord Nelson, William Proxmire, the senators, and then people like Les Aspin and Henry Royce and some really great figures, Bob Kastenmeier. That's the way it happened here. Now we've degenerated. We have servile acolytes of Trump in the gerrymandered legislature, the Republican legislature. The most offensive one, well, Voss is the most offensive one. But secondly, this guy, Chris Kapenga from the Brookfield area, who slavishly object to Trump, who said to Trump, he was afraid that Trump would turn on him and Voss because Trump had warned them and said, you're not doing enough to overturn the election, fraudulently overturn the election. And he said, I am but a bobby pin to Thor's hammer, to you, sir. Now, what man says that to another man? Come on. And then he said, I wear socks with your pictures on them. What man says that to another man? Come on. Come on. This is abject servility. Abject servility. Harriet Hageman is doing it to Trump out in Wyoming. Dunleavy's doing it for Trump up in Alaska, and they're not the only ones. This is going around on around the country. So what's going to happen out in Wyoming? Well, Liz Cheney is, I'll tell you something. If Liz Cheney, if the Republican Party were smart, they'd nominate her for president, or at least put her on the ticket. And there are a lot of people, including myself, that think that she has a lot of character. I'm a Democrat, and I'm going to support Joe Biden till the cows come home. He's a great man, great, great president. But I'll tell you what, there'd be a sigh of relief if Liz Cheney were on the ticket. First of all, Liz Cheney has to get reelected. And so she's running against Harriet Hageman. You know, Harriet who? Are you kidding me? Harriet Hageman. You know, the people in Wyoming really going to vote for Harriet Hageman? The fact is that in primaries, they're very low turnouts. And the various Republican Party, the county parties have a lot to say. It is true right now that Liz Cheney's raised $3.6 million. Harriet Hageman has raised $245,000. Which is a testimony to how little people think of her. So with Don Trump Jr. and Thiel in there, and Thiel is a billionaire, stay tuned. There's a lot going on out in Wyoming. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.